Good morning, Chad Moyer with you here on 840 KTIC, and it's time for our weekly market update with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets every Friday. First, an update on the harvest. Roy, are we getting closer and closer to the end of harvest in your neighborhood?
Getting very close. I don't see any beans left standing in the field anymore. There are a few fields of corn yet to harvest, and that's going away real fast because the corn's nice and dry and easy to handle.
Very good. So probably within, next week or 10 days, by Thanksgiving we should be done, huh?
I think in a week we'll be done here right in the Plasmouth area. There may be some places where has been some water or something like that, but in reality we just had really good weather here for about 3 weeks, and most of the wet areas have dried up and harvested. So been a good fall.
No doubt about that. Thank goodness for that little extended fall we've had here this season. Off to the markets we go, and last week we had been kind of recapping the dead cat bounce, and it bounced nice and high for the season, but we had a little bit of a sell-off early in the week. How did that affect the dead cat bounce?
We had actually 3 days were pretty hard down, and looking at my notes here, rather than try to remember it, we lost 44 cents in 3 days on the cash soybeans, and then the last 2 days we've had a bit of a rebound, and we've gained back about half of that. About actually gained back 23 cents of the 44 that we lost. So typical dead cat bounce. It makes a top and kind of tries to sell off, but we very seldom see this dead cat bounce just crash and burn. It's more likely to take a few pennies off and then add some back and gradually work its way down just like it worked its way up.
Now, something that I've been hearing that we hadn't seen before in the dead cat bounce is we're actually starting to see some basis improvement accompany that, huh?
You know, here in eastern Cass County, I haven't seen any basis improvement yet, and I was just checking that before we went on the air, and we're still pretty wide on the basis. The interesting thing, I guess, is that when you get out to 1st of December, why the basis improves a nickel a bushel, and it's that way for December and January, and then we go out to February, it improves another dime. So they're trying to shake those beans loose, but not pay any more than they have to for them. And, you know, I guess that there's going to be something to be said for patience in the market like this. And by spring, why, hopefully we'll have back 20 or 30 cents of that basis besides the futures.
Now, let's talk a little bit about corn. We've, kind of hit on that sporadically here over the last few weeks. But, you know, now that we're kind of beyond gut slot harvest, if you will, kind of on the backside of it or getting closer, to the end, what's kind of the situation in marketing corn right now, or what are you looking at?
Well, first of all, my general recommendation has been and still is, if you're using the dead cat bounce to sell corn, you sell corn when you sell beans, because the signals are not nearly as clear in the corn market as they are in the soybean market. Having said that, a lot of corn is put in farm storage and commercial storage this year, and you know, I guess normally, and what I expect to see this year is just a gradually eating its way higher. And you know, I'm sitting here looking at the quote sheet from Midwest Co-op is 314 for corn, another month it's 319, and another month it's 326. So even if you sold the carry, you're still going to pick up 16 cents a bushel, I guess, in price improvement. And hopefully if you don't sell the carry, we'll get a little better improvement than that yet. So don't give up. It probably will gradually eat its way higher, and that's when we want to be making sales.
All right. As we wrap up here for this week, we have a WASD report that comes out on Monday, so we'll get an update on usage and carry and carryover and things of that nature. But anything special we should be watching here in the weeks and months ahead?
You know, that report, I get conflicting news on that. Some analysts think that it's going to show that we don't have as many beans as the market's been saying we have, and some other people are saying, oh, we just got a dynamite crop and look out below. And you know, I suppose somewhere in the middle there, there's a mean that going to give us a chance to make some sales, but maybe not at price levels that we'd like to see.
For folks that want more information from you, Roy, how do they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
All right. It's always good to talk to you. Appreciate the information, and we'll talk to you again down the road, okay?
Sure, be here.
All right. That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update markets every Friday morning here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.